We welcome in the acting commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services, John Biello. Commissioner Ray Dunaway, Joe D'Ambrosio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a great time to take over a position, right, during a global pandemic when businesses are closed and revenue's not coming in. Pretty, makes your job pretty easy, right, John?
This has certainly been a challenge, but I have to say the great people at DRS have really pulled through and gotten me through the last several months, that's for sure.
Commissioner, all revenues come through your office, don't they?
For the most part, we collect quite a bit in terms of the state revenue. Most of the tax dollars come through
right.
our agency.
Right.
We do about $19 billion a year in collections.
Whew, that's pretty nice.
Well, that's amazing. Now, when we went into when the pandemic hit full force, and obviously things went a little haywire. What did your office do to try to get ready for what was going to be a difficult time over the next couple of months?
That's a great question. We really jumped into action immediately. Like I said, our employees were phenomenal, and they adapted immediately. We had, at DRS, we had no interruption in services to taxpayers. We got our employees out working remotely right away, and thankfully, we had the technology in place to do that, and our taxpayers were able to contact us with no wait times on phones. The only impact that they would have seen was we ended up closing our walk-in assistance areas, but we did set up some virtual capabilities in the event that taxpayers needed to meet with us. And like I said, our employees who don't typically answer phones were all deployed to the phones, and we had no wait times whatsoever for taxpayers. So it was really a seamless transition, I have to be honest.
Commissioner, do you know offhand, because, you know, the deadline was extended to July 15th, I believe it was. So do you know how many people have filed yet? Do you have an idea of how many people deferred? I'm under of the understanding it wasn't a whole lot of people.
Actually, quite surprising, the vast majority of taxpayers did file by the April 15th deadline.
Right.
We had an excess of 82%, I believe it was, at that time, that had already filed returns. And, you know, for the most part, a majority of taxpayers receive refunds. So those taxpayers want to get that money in their hands
yeah.
as quick as possible. And you know, we do our best to get it out to them quickly. And so we did see a very good number of taxpayers that filed by the April 15th deadline.
What are the penalties if you don't file on time?
Whoops.
If you don't file on time, typically there's interest that could accrue at 1% per month if there's a balance due. And there's also a penalty of either 10% of the balance due or $50, whichever is greater.
Okay. And, you know, just, and, you know, I know you can't tell for sure, but, I mean, what are revenues looking like? I mean, a lot of people are not working now. Sales are off. I mean, revenues would seem, at least in my estimation, to be down. Are you seeing that? Because a lot of stuff's going to have to be paid for.
I think the general expectation is that revenues will be down. But I have to say that I'm actually cautiously optimistic here. We're seeing some very positive signs in our daily deposits, the daily receipts that our staff is processing. There's some very positive signs going on, even though it's a little bit early to draw any definitive conclusions.
Right.
I think there's some positivity and a little bit of a ray of hope at the end of this in some of the things that we're seeing early on in our receipts. I think one of the things to keep in mind is that Connecticut was very well situated before this pandemic with respect
right.
to sales tax. We did some great things with the online retailers very early on. We were one of the leaders in bringing those types of businesses into compliance with sales tax collection. So that certainly helped throughout the pandemic.
Commissioner, how much did the bag tax bring in before it was suspended for the pandemic, and now it's been returned, so you have to bring your own bags or pay 10 cents a bag if you go grocery shopping. But how much revenue did that actually bring in?
That was the plastic bag fee was really a minor receipt that the state recognizes. It brought in, prior to the pandemic, I believe it was about $4.5 million. And it's important to note that fee really wasn't intended to be a revenue generator. It really was more of an environmental issue that the fee addressed.
Right, to encourage people to use, you know, reusable bags or bring their own or all that, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
You're not going to get rich on a nickel bag.
No, you're not. And that was never the goal. Bag.
That was never the goal, correct.
Yeah,
exactly.
As the commissioner said, Acting Commissioner John Biello of the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services. So now we're looking at about six more weeks of summer. And while we've had a lot of reopening, there are obviously conditions with these reopenings, and businesses may not, for the long term, be able to find that opening is sustainable with a reduced chance for income. How will that impact, in your mind, what we take in to the state coffers and how we're doing as far as revenue is concerned?
Well, I think it certainly could have an impact, and I think it's what we could expect, given the public health measures that have been taken, the important public health measures that have been taken. But I just want to make sure that everyone knows that the Department of Revenue Services is here to help. We launched what's called the Priority One Taxpayer Assistance Program within the first 2 weeks of the pandemic. And what that is that's a program that will pair the taxpayer up with a DRS tax professional to help that taxpayer through any financial situations that they might have. So if the taxpayer goes to the DRS website, they'll certainly be able to find information on that program,
right?
And we're happy to help with that.
Okay. So if you're paying quarterly and stuff like that, I suppose it would help you?
It sure would. If the taxpayer is having difficulty making those payments, we'll work with them through this program. And we recognize that financial conditions have changed, and we are here to help taxpayers and assist them through this time.
Good man.
All right. Well, Commissioner, we thank you for the time. Any message you want to get out there to the listeners before we say goodbye for this morning?
Sure. If you haven't filed your income tax return, if we're past the 15th, if you haven't filed yet, please do so. That's the key. File your return. We can help you with the payment piece of it, getting that part of it done. The important thing is to file that return.
Well, I think that's a great point, because I think people get concerned about that if they don't have the money and they haven't filed. And that just kind of compounds the error.
That's actually worse if you do that than not. Yeah, so it's important to file.
All right. John, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Stay safe. Thanks, Acting Commissioner John Biello.
Good luck.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, and that's a good point, because, I mean, if you haven't filed, you're probably thinking, uh-oh, I'm going to get taken to the cleaners.
So I'm not going to,
That's not necessarily the case, and that doesn't help anybody.